He's back like a bad rash. Legendary broadcaster, Drew Marshall.
Well, folks, it's time for Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. Sponsored this month by CelebrateRecovery.ca, a safe place to work through your hurts, hang-ups, or habits. This week's recording artist, Beverly Taft, meets the Nathan Hiltz Orchestra. For three sizzling nights at the Jazz Bistro in Toronto on April 24th to the 26th, Beverly Taft and co-conspirator and guitarist Nathan Hiltz celebrate their seductive swing originals with the release of Beverly Taft meets the Nathan Hiltz Orchestra. The chemistry that you are about to witness will be taking place on that weekend as well. Have a listen to a little something that we like to call class.
Of the lists and plans and calls I gotta make, my brain won't be still. Will I ever be chilled? I'm spinning my wheels crazy. With bills to pay, my edges fray. There's no time to play. One day I'll catch my breath and make a change.
Recording today's show not only in audio but video. Quite excited, and we're going to see if it works, and if it works, we'll post it on some kind of creepy website later. Very excited to have Beverly Taft in studio and Nathan Hiltz. Let's start this conversation off by saying, how long have you two known each other? Because is this the first real sort of legit project that you've worked together on?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's the first recording we've done together. But right. We've known each other, at least I'd say since 2001 or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And you met just kind of doing the scene?
I heard Nathan play at the Rex Jam. And I said, wow, right on.
You said, wow, right on.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then did you snap?
Yeah, something like that. And then we did a couple little gigs together. I remember you came over and rehearsed and, yeah.
So,
nice.
Beverly, why are you doing this? I mean, you have the look, you have the vibe, you have the style, you have this jazz, you just stink jazz swing.
Okay.
Where has this come from? Is this like something you grew up with?
Yeah, my parents are older. They're 92 and 86, and so this is their music.
Yeah.
From 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. You know, so for me, yeah, I grew up listening to Ella and Anita O'Day and Ellington and all that stuff and show tunes.
Rihanna.
Yeah, Rihanna. Even I don't really listen to Rihanna.
No, that makes all of us. How do you, do you sort of have to win people over to this music, or do you find that it's a love-hate thing? Is it like Gordon Lightfoot? You love him or hate him?
Oh, I can't imagine anyone hating Gordon Lightfoot.
I know.
But I just think... I don't really think about, am I winning someone over to the music? I think more about, what does the music mean to me? And if I'm communicating with a band and there are stories that we're telling and the players are wonderful, then it's just going to mean something to people who are listening and open. So I don't really think about, am I winning someone over?
Yeah.
It's more for me about, am I serving the music?
So when I use the phrase, and by the way, very well said, when I use the phrase jazz swing, am I saying that right? Is this jazz swing? And what's jazz and what's swing and what's jazz swing? Is it simply, you know, obviously confluence of both? I mean, help me with the terms.
Okay.
Help me get this.
Okay. So I might turn this over. I'll start and then maybe I'll turn this over to Nathan as the another player. And we can also turn it over to William Karn on trombone.
That's a lovely way to introduce the band.
Well, I like to credit the players,
very natural,
right?
Yeah.
So jazz is many, many things. And swing, to me, is about the beat and the rhythm and where it goes. And it also comes back to swing dancing. Like, initially, this music was for dancers.
Mm.
So it had to have that swing and that groove, like your technician Tim was bopping his head. And, you know, why does it do that?
No, he just has Tourette's.
So there's a certain pocket that the music sits in, right, that makes us move.
The difference between jazz, like I know that the word jazz is sort of a title.
Right.
And underneath that, there are a bunch of subsets.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Can you help me just pull that apart a little bit? How do you pull apart jazz? Oh, what categories fall underneath the word jazz?
Jazz features mainly improvisation is like one of the kind of overall, all the genres of jazz. If there's one thing they have in common is that they have improvisation.
Does that mean you play the wrong note and then fake it for a little bit so people thought it was intentional?
Something like that. Yeah, something like that. That's definitely part of it. Yeah. But really what it means is that you... you know, you make up music on the spot. You compose in the moment. It's very live. It's very, you know, supposed to be in person. You know,
give me an example on this little guitar. Okay, we got to talk about this guitar, man. And then we got to get into a song right away. So tell me about this axe.
Well, I bought this guitar from a guitar collector named Michael McLuhan, and. It's a guitar that he found in pieces. He got in pieces, and he had restored by a man named Bruce Dowd. It was made in 1941 in Boston by a banjo company called Vega. They made like 200 guitars that year, and it was during the war. So, you know, they didn't have a lot of material. So this is supposed to be their fancy model, but it's not exactly that dressed up, you know. But, yeah, it's a nice guitar. I'm very lucky to have it.
What would it be worth?
A fair amount of money. Yeah, a lot of money.
And the class continues here on the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, let's get into a song. I mean, that's why we're here. We want people to come to this launch, this gig, but they're not going to come unless they love what you're doing. So do something we love, will you? Come on.
Okay, we're going to do Clock Tickin' Blues, and this is a song. I came over to Nathan's place for one of our sessions, and he'd already written the whole tune. He said, "Here you go." So then I kind of looked up at his clock on the wall and. That was the title, and then
the
we went
clock.
From there. The Red Clock, yeah.
Yes.
Two, three, four. Round and round the clock is ticking so slow, ticking like there's no place to go. No day, no night, not quite dark, but there's no light. Alone in the gloom, shadows crossing my room. Only one I think I'll ever love. We were like a hand and a glove. So sweet, so pure. When he held me, I was sure. Going round the bend, heartache's my only
Thank you.
the stations for some music to drown out the sound of talk tick. Around the dial, sounds I've not heard for a while. They're giving me the blues. This is the song I choose. Days are slowly moving on, tossing, turning, dusk till dawn. Stuck in the past, how long can this haunting last? I need a brand new day to chase the shadows. I need a brand new day to chase the shadows.
Are you kidding me? That was fantastic stuff. Absolutely. Why am I the only person clapping in the studio? Oh my goodness. Man, that was good. That is the most unique thing we've had on the show in 11 years. That was just ridiculously sharp. I'm at a loss of adjectives here. So I want people to come to this night.
Okay.
So what's yes, I'm sure you would. First of all, what can we expect? When is it, and what can we expect?
Okay, it's April 24th, 25th, and 26th.
That's a heck of a launch.
Jazz Bistro. Well, you know, it's such a wonderful band, and Nathan has written these arrangements. Today, we're lucky enough to have William on trombone. There are three other horns. So there will be guitar, there'll be Artie Roth on bass, Morgan Childs on drums, and then William on trombone. We have Jake Wilkinson on trumpet, Rich Underhill on alto, and Sean Nyquist on tenor. And then we have a piano player too, Adrian Ferrugia. So it's a big band. It's going to be fun and bright. There'll be moments that are quiet and sweet, but the horns are wonderful. Nathan arranged all these songs, and you know, seven of our tunes are arranged for these horns.
So how do I know this Underhill name?
Well, he plays with the Shuffle Demons.
That's his band. He's not related to that British agent guy. No, that's Flo Hill. Sorry, I got the wrong.
Totally oh,
wrong.
That guy.
Richard Flo
different
Hill.
Yeah, okay. That's a different hill.
Totally different hill.
Is it Barbara Underhill? She's a skater.
Yeah, Barbara Underhill. No, it's not. Anyway, yes, sorry.
And he's also running for mayor.
See, I knew there was a something there. Wow.
Yeah.
Does he have any bobbleheads?
I don't know if he has bobbleheads. He's got good ideas, though.
Does he?
Yeah. I mean, for me, as an urban dweller, he's a cyclist.
An urban dweller? It makes it sound like you've got a disease. I'm an urban
Well, you know,
dweller.
Like living in the city, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like things that are important to me, cycling, arts, transit, you know, affordability.
Right.
These are the things that I think about.
Wow.
So.
I don't think about any of those. I live in the country. I live with horses and cattle.
Oh,
and,
you see?
Yeah, that's why I smell.
That's beautiful.
Can we please do another song?
Sure.
Because I know we're going to lose one of our members here soon enough, and it's just going to be too soon. Folks, in the studio, Beverly Taft has met Nathan Hiltz, and we have this little thing called Beverly Taft Meets the Nathan Hiltz Orchestra for three nights at the Jazz Bistro in Tirana, April 24th to 26th. Beverly Taft and co-conspirator and guitarist Nathan Hiltz are going to celebrate their seductive swing originals with the release of Beverly Taft Meets the Nathan Hiltz Orchestra, and they are here in studio with William, right? William Karn.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, I really wanted to applaud at the end of that little solo, but it was so intimate I felt awkward about doing that. So just know that I was internally applauding. Okay? All right. Set this song up for us, Beverly.
Okay. So this is called Behind the Clouds, and it's a bossa. And it's sort of a... You know, I listened to your show last week, and your focus, your sponsor is Celebrate Recovery. Mm. And this song is sort of reaching out to say, I'm here to help you. Not that I'm here to help everybody, but the person that I'm singing it to.
Yeah.
I'm here, you need help. Just tell me. And sometimes people are too proud to say, I do need help. Or even to say there's a problem. So that's basically what the song is about.
A little lean on me action going
yes,
on here.
Yes, a little lean on me as a slow bossa, medium slow bossa.
Beautiful. Here we go, folks. Enjoy this.
I'll let you set it up, Nathan. I see the blue fullness of you behind the clouds that hide your heart. Tree so tall, head held high. You walk with pride, carry the load and play the game day in, day out throughout the life you've led. Your smile always glows, and tears you've shed, they so rarely showed. Why do you hide them? Take my hand, let tears fall. Open the skies and free the rain behind the clouds that hide your heart. The life you've led, your smile always glowed, and tears you've shed, they so rarely show. So many secrets, take my hand, let tears fall. Open the skies and free the rain behind the clouds that hide your heart.
Nathan Hiltz and William Karn here on the Drew Marshall Show. We're going to come up to a real short break here and just kind of play a few commercials and do a little housekeeping in the studio, get a little organized. But I before we do that, I need to just say, what is it about that song in particular, but a lot of the music you guys do, that takes me right back to the flower markets in Nice?
Oh.
I don't know what
image.
What is it?
What a beautiful image.
Well, that's what's happening. You're freaking me out here. I was just there in October, and I just remember walking down that street or whatever it is, and past the flower markets, and at night, different clubs, different sounds. The jazz thing in France, is it just so ridiculously huge as compared to over here? Do you guys know anything about, like, why do I feel all Frenchy is what I'm asking here?
Well, I
anybody?
Think you've been to Paris, eh, William?
I think they are certainly really receptive to jazz.
Yeah.
The arts in general. But yeah, for sure. I know what you mean. It just has, maybe that song in particular had a really kind of a cool vibe about it, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like a walk, the pace of it.
It is
like,
sort of
like
a
walking.
Yeah.
You're strolling. The song is more of a strolling song, I think.
Stuff is so emotive, man. It just...
Well, that's good. That's a goal.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, really, really well done. Okay, listen, I obviously have to collect myself. I'm feeling a little disheveled after that song. A very short break, and we're going to go out with another one of their tunes. Beverly, this is your CD that we're listening to that you
Yeah, like it's...
Is it you guys together?
It's us together. It could never have happened without Nathan.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Have a little listen to some more Class here on the Drew Marshall Show. We'll be right back with Beverly Taft, who has met the Nathan Hiltz Orchestra.
The sound of falling snow, so soft, but close your eyes and hear the way it lands. When it hits the ground, the flight of distant birds, so high, but listen, for their wings, they tell us how we can touch the sky. Beautiful listener, can you hear these sounds? The world around us has to play. Tiny crickets, I can't see, just listen. The gay repartee at the ski chalet, he's taking a chance, she's thinking there may be romance. Drinks and sly winks, talk of the ancient Sphinx. He lived in Bahrain, she spent time in Maine, so we'll see. First date, hamburgers, summer street near spots. Then the company dance, movies about new romance. But still this chap is no sap for the tender trap. Her New England grace just might change the pace for him.
Well, folks, I am going to go to one of these nights. I believe it's the Saturday night. So is that the 26th? Is a Saturday night? You are listening to the sweet mellifluous tones of Beverly Taft and Nathan Hiltz. if our listeners, Beverly, want to buy this CD as we speak, you know, they're sort of all in a tizzy about wanting to spend money and buy this stuff. Where would they go?
They could go to cdbaby.com, and they will find it there.
Nice.
Yeah.
How much?
I think it's, you know, it's maybe 17 or something.
Come on. Online.
But then it's American funds, so then it ends up being around
that's,
20 or something.
That's quite quite reasonable. How many tracks are on it, do you know?
10 tracks.
That's a
10 new songs. 4 horns. Also, one song has 7 girl singers. Little girls.
That so did it right. Like, oh, little girls. Okay.
Little
now
girls.
I just sound creepy.
Oh,
I am so thankful that you guys are here, but I know Nathan has to fly. So let's jump into another live tune, shall we, please?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
We're going to do Traveling Along.
Okay.
This is an old-fashioned love song. Again, Nathan had already written this. Sometimes I come with an idea, but this one, Nathan was, here you go, here's the song.
So it's, let me see if I get this right. Just an old-fashioned love song.
That's it.
No, that's all I got.
The snapping is good.
Yeah, okay. All right, guys. Enjoy it as we will.
Traveling along, life is a song, sweet melody, always with me. I found your heart, and we can start to live this dream. Sun in the skies, it's no surprise. Stars in your eyes, I'm sighing sighs. Now that you're here, to chase the clouds away. Gone are the dark days when I walked alone. Here is a love that I can call my own. I thank the stars you came to me. Your love is some sweet melody. Here's a song, sweet melody, always with me. I found your heart, and we can start to live this dream. Sun in the skies, it's no surprise. Stars in your eyes, I'm sighing sighs. Now that you're here, to chase the clouds away. Gone are the dark days when I walked alone. Here is a love that I can call my own. I thank the stars you came to me. Your love is song, sweet melody.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Hey,
Okay, that trombone has got. We got to let you go. So, first of all, Nathan, you're a freak.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
That is just one of the sexiest guitars I've ever seen in my life, and you mauled it is what just happened. So yeah, well done, man. How many axes do you have in total?
Four.
What's your fave? I love all of them equally.
This one, this
okay,
one.
All right. Folks, the website for you to go to is NathanHiltz, HILTZ.com, or Z if you live in the States, NathanHiltz.com. And ladies and gentlemen, Nathan Hiltz has left the building. Beverly Taft is still in studio with William Karn. William, that horn you're blowing there has, it looks very regal. Honestly, I know jack about wind instruments.
That's okay.
Okay? Yeah. But it looks like a fancy one.
It's a little fancy. I'm actually endorsed by this company. This horn was made by. It's a very small company. The whole factory is like 10 guys. So like one or two guys, they just make the bell. One guy makes the slide, and so. I'm lucky enough to play their instruments. And
is that an R on it?
Yeah, for Rath. Michael,
okay.
This has turned into an endorsement show now.
Okay.
Michael Rath is the company in the north of England, and I flew over there to pick up this horn.
Really?
Yeah. They gave me the horn. So that, but the thing, I
but you got to get there to get it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's still, the horn was worth enough. It was like, okay, I'm still coming out ahead, and I love their instruments. So
this is a question I've always wanted to ask one of you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
What
are you guys?
Well, how many times do you have to let the spit out? I've seen guys do that on other guys' shoes in bands, just to be funny.
Oh, that's not nice.
No.
Yeah,
but isn't there a spit valve?
Yeah, right here. Yeah.
I don't want you to do it.
Yeah, boots on.
No.
I mean, it's, you know.
totally do it, yeah.
No, really, it's just a beautiful instrument. I remember hearing Randy Bachman do one of his shows, Vinyl Tab, and he was talking about, you know, different things you add to instruments to make the sounds different. So like a wah-wah pedal.
Yeah.
And then he talked about the plunger on the end of a horn.
I remember that. I listened to that same one. Yeah,
okay, all right. So, and that actually, did those things actually start out as toilet plungers?
Oh, yeah. I didn't bring one with me, but yeah, I use one all the time. I actually have three plungers. And I went around, like, because you got to find the right size. Like, this, you're playing trumpet or trombone or, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So
Nathan's got four guitars and you've got three plungers.
Yeah.
Can you tell us which is your favorite plunger?
Yeah. Well, it actually took me a while to find the right one. Yeah, I drove around, and in fact, it was a Canadian Tire in Stratford, Ontario.
Are you kidding me?
I was like, oh, yeah, hey, the perfect size was great, yeah. Yeah,
that's
without
so
the
nice.
it was just the head actually, without the stick. So it was
have you ever considered using electronics like pedals with your trombone?
Yeah, I actually have a band where I do that. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, and I run the effects through my iPad actually, so it's all
when you can figure out how to work your iPad.
Yeah.
Do you play in many different bands?
Yeah, I play with Beverly, which we started playing together.
I remember we had that gig
a long time ago.
Yeah,
up in Richmond Hill.
Yeah.
Where in Richmond Hill? That's my hometown.
So. Oh.
Orleans. Whoa. Is it still there?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I grew up
you
there,
know the
but
place.
I.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I'm a freelance guy, so I play in the Stratford Festival. I'm part of their orchestra, like a member of the orchestra. I play a lot of different people. David Clayton Thomas, I play in his band.
Come on.
Nice. Yeah, so yeah, you do. I do rock, jazz. Swing jazz.
And your own tunes. You write tunes.
And my own tunes, yeah.
You know, the first time I really got into any horns at all, because, you know, growing up when you go to school, you know, there's a certain kind of reputation that comes with being in the band. These days, it seems to be the cool thing because people are making some good coin blowing the wind instruments. But back in our day, you know, you got beat up by someone if you carried a recorder, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Was Lighthouse. So a buddy of mine named Skip Prokop started that band 100 years ago. And I remember doing whatever I could to get to their gigs because of the horns.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, it was that Chicago kind of vibe, right?
Totally, yeah.
I actually thought they were better than Chicago, but
anyway.
And Beverly, would you call yourself a purist?
A purist? I don't
think
so.
By the way, people aren't getting this on radio. You have such an elegance about you.
Oh, thank you, Drew.
I'm actually nervous with you here in the room.
Come on.
Well, because I'm just a pleb, you know. And would you call yourself a purist?
A purist. Tell me what you mean when you say
purist. Are you a jazz snob?
A jazz snob. Oh, no. No. Like, I go to hear lots of different stuff. I go to hear lots of different stuff, and I'm into a lot of different things. So I would say no. Like, for me, it did take me a long time to decide that these songs that Nathan and I wrote, well, any songs that I had written, to put them in a set next to songs by Cole Porter or Gershwin. But working with Nathan really helped. You know, I mean, he's such a wonderful writer. And so it was just really nice to be able to bring new songs into a set of old tunes. Mm. So in that way, it just took a while. But that's maybe more about being fussy than being a purist, I think.
Are your parents still with us?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Do they come to your gigs?
You know, they will come on the Saturday, and one of the songs is about them.
Nice.
The one that you were playing before Nathan had to leave. Nice. Yeah, so they'll come. They used to come often to shows. You know, it's getting, I don't really like them to drive at night.
Yeah.
So if there's a matinee, they're good for that. Like a Vespers or something, they're good
sure.
for that.
Sure. So. Tell me about this club that, I mean, do you have a home club?
Well, the Rex is kind of a hub for jazz in Toronto.
Isn't that relatively, and I mean, there's been a lot of great gigs come through the Rex over the years,
yeah.
but for it, is it now known as a jazz hub?
I think so.
Because yeah. I don't think it's always been known as a jazz hub.
There was a time when Toronto had, I'd say, three main clubs, and the Rex was maybe on the third.
Right.
You know,
right.
Then we had like the top of the Senator. And I mean, and that's not really based on the quality of the music. It's just in terms of the clubs itself where we're playing. The Jazz
yeah.
Bistro used
yeah.
to be known as Top of the Senator, which was one of the, you know, if you want to call the classiest joints in town.
Sure.
And then we also had the Montreal Bistro,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Which was, you know, we're all sad to see these clubs go.
Mm-hmm.
So we're happy that the Jazz Bistro is back just to give, you know, another venue and more. Have more live music. You know, people need to hear live music.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it really is, you know, it's the way you guys complement each other. You wouldn't be what you are without the vocals of Beverly. And Beverly, you've said quite boldly that sound that you have wouldn't be there if it weren't for these guys
and
what
yeah.
they do, right? So I love the how this works. Yeah. But speaking of vocalists and jazz vocalists, Alicia Brillinger is a young lady
yeah.
out of KW area. Have you heard her do any?
Yes. I play at the Reservoir Lounge.
Right, she
and
does.
She was doing every Thursday
yeah.
the late set for a while.
Yeah.
She sounds gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she's writing
tunes
now.
And she is gorgeous.
Yes. She sounds and looks gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah,
and she seems like just a little thing. Like, I don't know how old she is, but she seems, to me, she seems like a kid.
Yeah.
You know, but she sounds great, and she's very poised, and
yeah,
the
band
is
she's
hot
over the years. She's, you know, easily one of our favorites that we've had here performing
yeah,
in the studio,
I bet.
And we'll have her back again. Okay, well, listen, I want people to hear more of your music, so we're going to play another one of your songs going out.
Okay.
We're going to let it roll for a little bit, give everyone a good taste. And folks, you need to know who you've been listening to here on the Drew Marshall Show. Beverly Taft is that sweet voice in the background. Have you always just? I just can't get over your whole vibe. You're just
thanks, Drew. The people can't see that I'm blushing,
oh,
I guess.
Just a sweet, sweet lady. William, thank you for taking us on a little journey there with that. What's the cool, like a guitar, you call it an axe. What's the cool name for
yeah,
a trombone?
It's an axe.
Really?
Yeah, it's
you
my,
can't
it's
steal.
My axe.
Oh, okay. All right,
sure.
All right, okay.
Bone?
Okay.
It's my bone.
My bone. That's exactly, yeah.
There you go.
And Nathan Hiltz, of course, who has left the building, ladies and gentlemen. Website for Beverly, of course, is Beverly Taft. There's only two E's. Beverly Taft, TAFT.com, and NathanHiltz.com. And this is more of them. What a trip. What a classy thing to have on the Drew Marshall Show. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll finish it off kind of right now. And next week on our show, it's our Easter special, so we'll have a bit of fun. And we've got a couple of surprises that are going to happen next week on our show. Hey, if you missed any of today's show, you can go to our website, drewmarshall.ca. By the end of the week, we'll have that loaded for your listening pleasure again. And folks, do me a favor. Think seriously about organ donation, because, I don't know, if you think there's a God, God certainly doesn't need your body after you die. So why don't you let the rest of us kind of hang on to life a little longer? By you donating some organs. I think we should all kind of giddy up on that one.